Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good evening. The show begins with a conversation about Europe, the doubts about the Russian drone probes and the Russian MiG-31 fly nearby Estonia airspace, now challenged the idea that it flew into Estonia airspace. In any event, there are doubts, especially the states up against the Russian frontier. In the UN, the posturing of a body of 192, 193, 194 states, long since irrelevant to the confrontations in the world. Chris Riegel talks about what is in those data centers that the U.S. has 5,000 of and what it's building out there. We have 10 times what Europe has, 10 times what China has. This isn't a close contest right now. But Chris Riegel says China can catch up. It just gives the orders to build only data centers. It's like a game of Sim City, Sim Country, Sim Communism. Mario Grady takes us to Tabasco State in the south of Mexico. A coincidence that the former president of Mexico City originates from Tabasco State. So does his Minister of Security. And back in Tabasco State, the Minister of Security was a man now under indictment and jailed for running a cartel. Tabasco State? Question mark. To be determined. Evan Ellis comments at great length about the trouble spots in the Americas. Venezuela, Brazil, Colombia. Big trouble. Argentina. Not so much violence, but money problems for Malay. The U.S. arrived like a rescue vehicle, giving him $2 billion worth of swaps to protect the peso. As Mario Grady tells me, if the peso crashes, so does Javier's fine start as a libertarian president. Trouble in South America always. It's fascinating to learn about, though. Evan Ellis helps me a deal understand it. Veronique de Rougy comments on a new book, The Industrial Policy, recommending for the U.S. an industrial policy, claiming better jobs, better and higher-end industry. I've been taught the other. Capitalism, competition, dollar goes where it's treated best, and cut the taxes at the same time you cut the spending by government. That's an industrial policy that will work, always has. That's why the U.S., well, anyway. Michael Bernstein comments on Russia bypassing U.S. sanctions by entering into barter trade with elements of the China culture. Barter. Wheat for cars. Wonderful. Cliff May comments on Qatar, untrustworthy, always has been, and is now, not an ally. Ahmad Sharari of FTD comments on al-Sharif's speech to the United Nations, making big promises, asking for sanctions to be lifted. Well, al-Qaeda in the cockpit. Paul Mueller of writing in Civitas Outlook about industrial policy also, resurgent. However, what's wrong with industrial policy is that it's the state picking winners. Not a good record. And then finally, Hotel Mars, a wonderful conversation with Ben Roberts about low Earth orbit, microgravity, not zero, but microgravity. And the manufacture experimentation of pharmaceuticals. microgravity is a very wonderful environment, it turns out, for mixing chemicals and organics and making up medicines. And many companies are exploring it. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it, especially the part about the drone wall that Europe wants to build down the Russian frontier. There's an idea, a drone wall. Much more of this tomorrow night, and then on Sunday, Germanicus joins me, and we will chew over the week's odd remarks. Thank you and good night.